Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello, and welcome back to the show and episode 666. Recently, I had a session with one of the parents with whom I work, and she had a huge parenting win. And I thought, wow, she nailed it when she was interacting with her child. And I think her process, her way of moving through this situation could help a lot of other parents who listen and tune into the show. So this mom has a three-year-old. They were driving in the car, and the three-year-old was drinking his cup. And she asked him, while she was driving, to please put his cup in the cup holder. Well, he is in a phase of no, just like most three-year-olds go through. He doesn't want to do what he doesn't want to do. And that's developmentally normal, even though it's frustrating as a parent to have your child constantly telling you no. So this little guy, she asks him to put his cup in the cup holder. He says no. So she thinks, and she has been frustrated by this, but she thinks, how am I going to handle this? So she says, why don't you want to put your cup in the cup holder? And he says, blah, 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 blah. Whatever he says, it's nonsensical. It's not an actual reason. He's just kind of babbling, you know, just saying nothing of any value. So she could tell he didn't really have a logical reason, which makes perfect sense because he wasn't saying no because he had a logical reason. He was saying no because he's going through a phase of saying no. And we talked about how it's developmentally normal for three-year-olds because they're finding their voice. They're suddenly, instead of just kind of going through the world absorbing everything like a sponge, like babies and 1 and 2-year-olds do. I mean, a three-year-old is still absorbing like a sponge. But suddenly their brains kind of kick into the next gear, the next level, and they start having opinions about things. They want to wear this shirt and not that shirt, or they don't want to brush their teeth or whatever. And once they realize they have opinions about things, they want to express them. So they start saying no a lot. So this is developmentally normal. And we don't want to squash our child's growing independence and them finding their voice. We don't want to squash that. We want to encourage it. So how do we handle it? So this mom, once the little guy said nonsensical stuff as a reason, she realized he has no actual reason why he's saying no. So then she said, well, I want you to put your cup in the cup holder because I don't want you to spill it all over yourself. They were on their way to his preschool. So the little guy doesn't listen. She's driving. She can't turn around and put his cup in the cup holder. And so she kind of just doesn't do anything and keeps driving. Well, what happens? Of course, you know what happens, right? Inevitably, the little guy spills his cup. And then his drink falls all over his pants and onto the floor of the car. So this is the really big, this is the grand slam that this mom hit. She hit the ball out of the park. So she could feel her frustration and anger rising because she knew she wanted him to put that cup in the cup holder because he was going to spill it. He didn't listen, and then he spilled it. So it triggered her, and she could feel her tension and frustration rising, and she could have launched into a lecture, scolded him, yelled at him, whatever. But she didn't. She remained calm. She kept her voice at a reasonable volume. She didn't yell. She didn't start talking fast. She didn't say anything mean or hurtful. All she said was, "You spilled your cup all over yourself. That's why I wanted you to put it in the cup holder. Now, because you did that, you're going, when we pull up to your school, you're going to have to wipe up the spill on the floor. I'll give you some tissues, and then you are going to have to go to school with wet pants because we don't have a change of pants for you." And the little guy was not happy, but when they pulled into the parking lot, she handed him tissues and he wiped up the spill, and then he begrudgingly went into the school with damp pants. And that was the natural consequence to him saying no to her request. Now, will that memory stick with him so that the next time she asks him to put the cup in the cup holder, he will remember what happened and automatically do it and willingly do it? No, absolutely not. Sometimes we learn something has to happen only one time for us to learn the lesson. Sometimes we have to keep learning the lesson over and over until it sinks in. And boy, that's true for us adults too, isn't it? Sometimes we keep having to go through the same thing until eventually we go, "Oh, yes, I see." So there's no guarantee that the way she handled it is going to produce the outcome she's looking for the very next time. But here's what's big about it. She did not get triggered. She did not scream and yell and scold him. And she very calmly pointed out what happened. And she allowed the natural consequences of his choices to impact him. He had to go into his school with wet pants. And he had to help clean up the mess, the spill that he had made with his cup. So here's the big thing. How did the mom not get triggered when she's been so frustrated by saying no, her child saying no? Well, she said that she had just finished listening to a podcast. It wasn't about parenting, it was about something else, but it put her in the right frame of mind to go through this experience with her child. And that is the key piece of the story. When we can be in a helpful, productive state of mind, or we could be in a detrimental state of mind. And when we're dealing with frustrating situations with our kids, if we're in a detrimental state of mind, things are going to go off the rails. We're going to yell, threaten, scold, punish, whatever. That's when the typical, "That's it, you're losing your video games for a month." Those kinds of outlandish things that parents sometimes say, we say them in the heat of the moment when we are not in a good state of mind, when we're triggered and angry, and we're not seeing the situation for what it truly is. This boy was not being defiant to his mom because he was trying to annoy her. He wasn't being defiant to his mom because he wanted to be disrespectful. He was saying no because he's a little guy, a little toddler who's finding his voice. That's really powerful. But if we don't have the clarity of mind to be able to see what's actually happening, we're going to stay stuck on that behavior. We're going to be triggered by the fact that he's saying no again for the umpteenth time. And we're going to want to squash that no because we're sick of being told no. And we just want him to do what we want him to do, what he needs to do, or what we tell him. So we'll be totally off track addressing something that shouldn't be addressed, or handling it, I should say, in a way that's not helpful to anyone. This mom did such a beautiful job of navigating through this situation. And when I asked her how she did it, she said it was her state of mind. Listening to the podcast, whatever it was, she didn't even mention which one it was or who it was or what they said even. But it put her in the right state of mind to successfully navigate the situation with her child. And I could do a whole other podcast episode on this, but I truly do believe that we humans create our reality. Or should I say, we create our experience of the world. So if we go through the world thinking the world's a dangerous place, it's a bad place, it's a hostile universe that we live in, we're going to experience the world through that lens. The people are out to get us and scam us and, you know, try to pull one over on us, and we should be, cautious and guarded and all these things. I'm not placing any judgment on any of this stuff. I'm just kind of explaining how we create our experience. If we believe that the universe is a friendly place and that we assume the best in others, we're not going to see the world as a dangerous, unfriendly place. We're going to see it as a beautiful, colorful place. And will bad things happen, or difficult things, disappointing things? Of course. But we will see them through a totally different lens if we see the world and the universe as a friendly place rather than a hostile place. So if we are dealing with some challenging behaviors with our child, or challenging interactions, it's probably because, I mean, one explanation is that we've co-created with them a pattern, a dysfunctional pattern in our interactions with them. And so if we want to change things, we have to start with our state of mind. Rather than that pattern comes up, the same situation that always ends up in an argument with our kid, like that kind of a situation, we have to interrupt that pattern. And we can start to do that by changing our state of mind. So if the same situation comes up that we know previously has often or always ended up in an argument, then as soon as that topic comes up, we have to be careful of our state of mind. We can't just launch into our automatic patterns of whatever the disagreement or argument has been. We have to change our state of mind and say, oh, okay, let me see if I can see this from a different angle, through a different lens, from a different perspective. What is actually going on here? Is my child trying to hurt my feelings, make me angry, be disrespectful and defiant? Or is there something else going on? Can I see more clearly what is actually happening? Because when we can see more clearly what's actually happening, then we will approach the situation from a different perspective. It's just almost inevitable. Because when we actually understand what's happening, we rise to the next level of awareness and insight and wisdom. And we interact from a different place, a higher place. So just like this mom brilliantly did with her three-year-old, if you're having a challenging situation with your child, take some time to look at it and see if you have landed on what's actually happening. Why is this actually happening? And what can you do about it? If you can see it more clearly, if you have a different state of mind and you're ready to see it more clearly, then you likely will see it more clearly and you will creatively come up with a different way to approach it or a different way to interact in that situation, which will produce a different result in this interaction. Well, I should say it will likely produce a different result in the interaction between you and your child. And therefore, you will be co-creating a new, better reality for you and your child. And it all starts with your state of mind, so that you can see things more clearly, understand things more clearly, and open up that incredible creative channel that all of us parents and all of us humans have to be able to respond in that situation from a much more effective place. So I hope this makes sense, and I hope this helps you think and see your challenges from a clearer, more creative place. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in the world, I hope that you make it a creative, amazing day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.